We go to Castletown in County Kildare now. Transport access for visitors to Castletown Domain via the M4 access road in Selbridge reopens today. It follows acquisition of the access road and car park by the Office of Public Works last month. Well, Claire O'Rourke, Social Democrats County Councillor in Selbridge, who's also a member of Friends of Castletown, is on the line. Claire O'Rourke, a good day for locals.
Good morning, Ian. It's a super good news story and a great day for locals who've been fighting for this for over 2 years to have this wonderful, magnificent cultural event and location opened again to the public. It's a fabulous story.
You're saying it's a fabulous story. What's been the reaction locally?
I think we could sum it up by saying let joy be unconfined, because for over 2 years there's been local residents have been mounting a peaceful protest to protect the wonderful green space amenity and parklands at Castletown. And now that this land has been acquired by the state and in the care of the OPW, it is preserved now as an open green space amenity, which is just wonderful news.
Well, for people listening this morning, what's the extent of the public access to Castletown House and the parklands?
Well, from today, my understanding is that the parklands will be open on a daily basis, like a public park, like the Phoenix Park. The plan, normally the house is closed during the winter months, so I gather they're going to restore the house again and reopen it around Easter. It's just the usual time. So at that stage, there should be full access for all vehicles to access it by the M4. And it will be available to everybody, which is terrific news.
Well, you mentioned the 2 year standoff. Why was the issue so divisive?
Well, unfortunately, the vehicle access was blocked in 2023, and the OPW's initial response was to attempt to construct a car park in the beautiful green meadow beside the river. And the local residents immediately halted this work, and they have been staging a peaceful process since that time in order to preserve this green space amenity. You know, we didn't really want people to put a car park in what we consider a little bit of paradise in our open green space.
Well, the state has purchased 235 acres at a cost of $11.25 million, in addition to the 237 acres already in state ownership. That $11.25 million, is it good value for money?
Well, that's a good question. I think originally there might have been an opportunity to purchase it at maybe a lot less than that. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. But I think it is actually really a good thing that the state has now reunited all the original domain lands of Castletown, because it's protected and it should be free from inappropriate development. And we need the green spaces equally as much as we need other development, and in fact even more so, because during the COVID pandemic the open green space at Castletown was a lifesaver to the local community.
Well, Claire O'Rourke, Social Democrats County Councillor in Selbridge, thanks for joining us this morning.